Good afternoon. Hi. Great to see everybody here. I do have a calm demeanor, I must say, especially since they adjusted my medication. But all was not calm on the day of my wedding, I have to tell you. And that was in 1976, October of 1976. And it was a dark and stormy day at the Oakland Mills Interfaith Center in Columbia. And it was stormy. The rain was coming down in buckets, and all of the relatives and friends and planners were gathered around telling us, "Oh, it's good luck when it rains on your wedding day." And I'm nodding my head and thinking, what do they tell the people who get beautiful, sunshiny, cloud-free days? Oh, bummer, man. It's too bad. But it was our wedding day, and what could go wrong? We had all kinds of friends and relations. My family came down from Philadelphia, and my wife's family came up from Bethesda and Pittsburgh. And everybody had some specialties laid out for them. And we had planned. We had planned and planned for this day. We had planned every item of the centerpieces on the table. We had written our own ketubah. And this ketubah, if you don't get any laughs out of the story, read the ketubah. We were so naive. But we had put a lot of thought and a lot of ourselves into this event. And my friends had gathered. They'd set up a separate little area out on the balcony outside the reception room. And every so often, one of them would come in or out, and there would be this little cloud of aromatic smoke. So, and meanwhile, everybody else was gathered at the bar, and things were getting lively. And somebody comes and taps me on the shoulder and says, "Mark, you have to go to the hotel." The hotel was where Judy was with her sister and her mother, getting her gown on and getting ready to come over for the ceremony. I said, "Why? What's happening at the hotel?" "Don't ask. Just go." So off I went. I'm at the hotel. Judy's mother and sister are standing there with the gown and all the other things, the veil, everything they need. No Judy. Where has my bride gone? And then from behind the locked door of the bathroom, I hear, there she was. So I said to my mother-in-law, to be, "What's happening?" She said, "I can't get her to tell me, but something's wrong." So I knocked on the door. "Judy, what's the matter?" The candles. Well, that explained everything. Not. I said, "What about the candles?" "She forgot them." Turns out that Judy's sister had left the special orange harvest-colored candles to go with the cornucopia centerpieces back at her parents' home in Bethesda. Obviously, we could not proceed under these conditions. So now there are three of us in the hotel room wheedling Judy, who's on the other side of the door. "Judy, come out. Come out. We're going to be late. Everybody's waiting." "No, it's ruined." All right. There's only one thing to do under these circumstances. I mean, first of all, I've got two reactions. One is, I'm marrying a crazy person. But then the next was, thank God. Who else would have me? So I pulled out the ultimate threat. I said, "Judy, if you don't unlock that door and come out here right now, I'm going to go get married without you. No, that did the trick. The door clicks open. She comes out, wiping her eyes. She's got mascara running down her cheeks. She looks like Rocket Raccoon. She looks beautiful. She looks gorgeous. And we embrace. I leave so she can get dressed, so she'll surprise me. She's already surprised me. It's 40 years later, she keeps on surprising me. And we get to the Interfaith Center, and we join arms, and to the mixtape that we made of acoustic Grateful Dead's greatest hits, we walk down the aisle together. Words are spoken. We break a glass. Everybody in the room stands up and gives us a standing ovation. I didn't know that it was that kind of entertainment, but good. And we walk down the aisle together, and we're married, and we're married to this day. Now, I must say in closing that a few of my friends over the years have given me to understand that still being married to my starter wife at this time of my life indicates a certain want of imagination on my part. But I can only say to them that as long as she keeps springing the surprises on me like that, I'm going to let my bet ride. Thank you.